Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and I'm joined by a special guest today, Kent Woodyard. Kent, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Nils, thanks for having me, man. Great to start the week off with you.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking innovation in the church, and we're going to really dig into tech today. And you've got a significant background in tech and serving the church, starting with MoGive, and now you're on the team at PushPay. Can you talk a little bit about your background and what you're doing today with PushPay?
Yeah, absolutely. So grew up in the church, second of five boys, born to a pastor. Never felt called directly to pastoral ministry, but was really blessed and excited about 4 years ago when I discovered this world of church tech that I could serve the church and further the kingdom, but in a technology focus. So got linked up with the founding team at MoGive, which was a mobile giving company out of San Diego. Focused a lot on like SMS, text giving solution. And so worked with them for about 4 years, and they were purchased last fall by Ministry Brands. And during that transition, ended up with a team over here at PushPay, who, you know, being in the church tech space in recent years, you can't not know who PushPay is. Most of your listeners are probably familiar with them, but really love getting to know the team over here. And eventually they talked me into moving to Seattle and coming out here. And now I'm heading up strategic partnerships for PushPay. So focused specifically around our relationships and alliances with other companies who are serving the church around technology, thought leadership, engagement, giving, all of those things.
Yeah, that's awesome. And at Dunham & Company, we're honored to be able to have a relationship with PushPay, and that we love the technology that PushPay is creating. And we don't have a partnership where we're sending money or clients. Like, I mean, we just love the technology you're creating, the innovation you're creating to serve the church. One of the things that I felt, I was a pastor for 12 years. And when I left my role as a pastor of the church to join Dunham & Company, I felt like, am I leaving ministry, you know, to work in a business setting? And what I found, you know, I'm 11 months into my role now at Dunham & Company. I feel like I'm doing more ministry than I ever did, serving multiple churches in multiple ways. And I know you feel that same way that I just, you know, and it's not better. It's just different, you know.
Absolutely.
But at the core, and this is, you know, I've gotten to know Elliot there at PushPay over the years and getting to go to the conference. But PushPay is creating the best technology I've ever seen on any level. But at the core of it is the heart to serve the church. And so to know you, you know, to know Elliot and to know so many people there on the team, it's been such a privilege to watch PushPay innovate for kingdom purpose.
Absolutely. And that's been a thrill of mine as well. I mean, because you've been to our office here in Redmond. It's a tech company office. You know, we've got now 300 people in the office here, 100 more down in our New Zealand office. But the heart and the spirit of the company is still very much about ministry, about mission. I mean, we close every week by praying for all of our churches and their weekend services. And we've got so many of our leaders in the company who, former pastors, former customers, right? Like, they use PushPay in their church. Yep. And they said, man, we love this tool so much. We love this company so much. I'm feeling called to go and be a part of that mission and that ministry to serve the church global through technology. So it's been a really, really, yeah, it's been a thrill for me. I don't know if I'll be able to go jump to another career, another industry, right? Having worked in the church, it's been a blast.
Yeah. So talk maybe a little bit, and let's just backtrack a little bit, because I want to talk about where technology is going. But your history in technology and in serving the church with MoGive, as I remember MoGive and hearing about it through the years, was about kind of SMS texting and giving. And then that has really morphed and changed, not just with MoGive, but in general, around the giving space. What was that process? How did you get involved with MoGive? What was your role? And then what did you learn through technology with SMS and mobile and giving across the board?
Yeah. No, great question. So yeah, so I got involved with them just through a relationship with the two co-founders. And you're right, MoGive started about 2009, right around, you know, BlackBerry was still probably the leading smartphone at the time. And so text giving and even like emailing on mobile devices was still pretty new. And if you track kind of the history of giving to the church over the past 15, 20 years, you see web online portals started out first. Then we had kiosks and kind of the lobby card swipe solution. Then the text giving was in that like 2009 to 2011 timeframe, became just like the magic bullet. It was this shiny, it was the pretty girl at the dance. You know, everyone was like, oh, we got to have text giving for our churches. Yep. And then it continued to evolve from there into mobile apps. And so that's an area where certain platforms in MoGive, you know, we probably didn't jump on that quite soon enough. And PushPay was really one of the leaders in that area of saying, hey, you know, we want to have not just a giving solution, but a complete engagement solution.
Yep.
People are on their phones. They're joined at the hip. They're never more than 2 feet away from their phone. It's probably not that attached to their Bible, right? They're probably not attached to their bulletin from Sunday morning. So we need to find a way to have a presence on this device. Yep. And I think that then has been what's enabled PushPay and others to really kind of lead the charge into where we are 2017 and beyond, where it's saying, hey, this tool, you know, text giving is still a component of our solution. But whereas a lot of these other systems developed in silos, and you'd have a company that would say, hey, we're going to do kiosk giving. And then another company that says, hey, we're going to do text giving. Here, we're going to do online giving. You have this kind of Franken system that gets cobbled together, where at PushPay, they're saying, we're going to bring the whole ecosystem under one roof. And we're going to try to not just make life easier for administrators, but we're going to make life easier for givers as well, and just have it be a holistic solution. I think that's one of the things that's really exciting about what's going on here at PushPay.
I love it. You know, I love that even the way you, and we're going to get into this as a conversation develops around innovation, but technology is naturally going to be complicated, but that doesn't mean the experience around technology needs to be complicated. If anything, we need to make the experience easier while the technology matures and develops. And so technology at the core is going to be complicated. It's building something new that people aren't aware of, but the experience, technology should actually simplify things. So even things like Uber simplify taxis, you know, and, yeah, and the taxi experience where you'd have to figure out, I've got to call them and I got to coordinate where I am. Well, the phone actually finds where you are and you push a button and it comes to you. Exactly. It gets easier, but it feels complicated, but they've simplified the experience. And I think church leaders, as we think about technology, it's not so that we can get more complicated. It's actually so that we can simplify the experience. And so you think about even kids check-in and how people did that historically. Well, check-in systems made it a lot more thorough, a lot more simple. It just became easier. But transitioning to that took some time. It took some coaching. It took churches figuring out how to do it. It took people figuring out how to help their people better use those systems. And so as technology is morphing and we integrate those into our churches, thinking about how we simplify it at every level is critically important. Let's can't talk about innovation in general. And so recently at the e-church conference, is that what it's called? The PushPay
Summit. Yep. E-church summit.
And it was, I got to tell you, it was the coolest church conference I've ever been a part of and gone to. In that one, John Maxwell and Bob Goff were headliners at the conference for that. But I would say it just, the way it was so conversational in nature. And so, basically, there's almost like a TED talk where somebody would give a talk, open up a thought, and then they bring out experts to have a conversation around that topic and focusing in on technology and communications and leadership, just key needs for the church, where it wasn't fluff and it really wasn't like inspire you. It was more like stir you to do something different and to change key areas of the church needs to lead. So the core was innovation. And the CEO there at PushPay really drove a topic of conversation around innovation, really kind of pointing to the church has drug behind innovation, where we used to lead the way. And now we have an opportunity to move to the forefront if we choose to. Talk a little bit about your thoughts around innovation and your perspective on the church and where it stands when it comes to the area of innovation.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to kind of paraphrase some of the things that Chris talked about in that talk for those who weren't with us at Summit, is basically it's saying, hey, the church used to be leaders when it came to innovation and technology, right? And he talked at length about Johannes Gutenberg and the printing press. Yeah. The printing press was invented to distribute the Bible broadly. It was one of the 5 or 10 biggest technological leaps forward in the history of humanity, and it was driven by the church. Mm-hmm. And then you look to there even 50 years ago, right? Billy Graham with the radio and microphone technology being where it was in the 40s and 50s, and those tools being leveraged to preach the gospel to millions and millions of people. And so the church, if you just go back through history, has done a great job of finding technologies, whatever the bleeding edge is. I love the example, even in the first century, of the Roman road, right? The Roman had invested in this infrastructure, which Paul and the other apostles leveraged to reach the gospel to Asia Minor. And so in recent years, though, it seems like, and I don't know, I'd love your thoughts on this as well, Moses. Technology has somehow become controversial in the church space. You know, we've got some churches like Life Church being one example, Elevation, Willow Creek, some of these large, prominent churches are really leading the way, and they are doing really cool things and leveraging technology to do ministry. But by and large, it seems like in the conversations we have, there's a lot of hand-wringing, there's a lot of hesitation around technology. It feels almost like it's a departure from the church's mission to foster community and build fellowship. So that's really a script that we're looking to flip here at PushPay. You see what's kind of come out of that is often when you put like church tech, or you say you need to put air quotes around it, right? Or maybe air quotes around the tech part, right? The church part is strong, but the tech part is like, not so great, which has been frustrating because, you know, for centuries, the church was at the vanguard at the forefront of these movements. And now it's become almost a pejorative where it's like, oh, it's a church management solution. You've got like, it's not as good as like a one that's for the corporate world, but because we put Christian in front of it, because it's built by Christians, we're going to give it a pass. And that was one of the calls of that conversation that Chris had at Summit, was saying excellence is not just a nice word to hang on the wall. Excellence is our reputation. It's how we're known. It's the work that goes before us into the world. And we need to take that seriously. And we need to invest in that and kind of take back our legacy as being leaders around innovation.
Yeah. You know, I think you're speaking my language as you say, so many of those things of, and it hurts me to see the church lagging when we once led the way. And I think there's a lot of causes for that. You know, I think one is just fear. You know, we're fearful of change. And so when we think about even traditional church, I mean, at the core, church should never change. You know, it's a community of believers come together to grow together and grow closer to Jesus, you know, and pursue Jesus together. It's the, you know, the body of Christ is the core of who we are as Christians and what we do. And technology, from my perspective, should only enhance that. But I think there's a fear factor of when we start using technology, are we going to detract from that? And so you saw things as churches begin to have multi-site venues with video teaching. Mm. You know, is this really church? And if the preacher's not here, is church really happening? Well, I think from my perspective, it's like, is community happening? Because if that stops happening, then yeah, you're not doing church anymore.
Right. But
I think there's a lot of debates of should we do this? And I saw the same thing with social media. As I began talking about social media 5-6 years ago, it was like, I remember people in church saying, so you're encouraging us to have affairs, because I have a church friend in my Sunday school class who had an affair and they reconnected with a high school friend on Facebook.
Right.
I said, no, I'm not encouraging affairs. I'm encouraging community. And it's how people are using technology. And naturally, even when churches started having church websites, people would say, so you're encouraging people to look at pornography, you know, because people look at pornography on the internet. And technology can naturally be used by Satan to do terrible things.
Absolutely.
But it can also be used by God to do powerful things. And when I think about the Great Commission and us being kind of given the commission to go and tell the world, all of the world, you know, the good news of Jesus, the internet has provided an opportunity for us to do that in new and just incredible ways. But I think even as I think about the local church, the opportunities we have to engage and connect with people today with technology is unlike any others. So I think there's that fear factor of, well, what about, are we encouraging people to look at internet? Are we encouraging people to get divorces because they're, you know, they make bad choices on the internet? I think there's just a fear factor. And I think that's where shepherding is needed more than ever. Pastors need to help their church people understand how to use these new technologies in a healthy way and create new boundaries around these technologies. And then the other is the cost factor. And so technology can be expensive. I mean, I think that is the reality of being on the cutting edge, costs significant money, but it doesn't have to. It doesn't always have to. And I think that's what I love. And this isn't a sales pitch for PushPay, but it's what I've loved at the heart of PushPay is we're going to raise the money. We're going to do this together with a bunch of churches together so that not one church has to front the cost of this expensive development. We can do this together and make a difference together and create great technology together. And that's what's needed for the church to begin to lead the way. But it isn't done by one company. It isn't done by one church. It has to be done collectively to be most effective. And I think that's where we can really win. And honestly, so as I'm on my soapbox here, I think the Mormons, you know, have really crushed it when it comes to using the internet to further their mission, because they kind of pooled their resources. And so I think as we're working as kind of independent entities, the more we can collectively work together, I think the more we can make a difference together and pioneer new technologies. And it's not just one technology. It's a lot of technologies. But getting back to what Chris shared at the, and I'm really soapboxing here, but what Chris shared at the conference is at the core of it is mobile technology.
Yep.
I think as we talk about where this is all going with virtual reality and augmented reality and so many of these new technologies that are developing that churches need to be thinking about, mobile is at the core. And that's where we're really connecting. And I think that's where the church has an opportunity to connect and engage their congregation. So it's no longer just a 1 hour on Sunday or you watch a video. It's an engagement throughout the week, which from a discipleship perspective is a greater opportunity than we've ever had. So there's a huge evangelistic opportunity, but the discipleship perspective is opportunity is even bigger, I think, than the evangelism opportunity. So churches just, I feel like, need to begin to embrace it.
Yep.
But then even when they say yes, then it's like, now where do I go? What do I do? Does that make sense? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, man, there's a lot there, and I love everything you said, and I want to hit on one of the pushbacks you mentioned, right? Which is, I think you're right. I think there is a fear and a hesitation around engaging with these things. A lot of it being, you know, because of some of these sinful or negative uses of these technologies, right? Yeah. But the point I want to make there, the thing you called out is man, look at that. People who are peddling harmful or sinful things, they're doing a great job of leveraging technology, right? Like they've embraced the internet fully and wholly. And so doesn't that just make it even more important for a church to have a voice there and to have a presence there? If I'm on my phone 162 minutes a day, and if the only thing on there are things that are, even if they're not out overtly harmful, but at best, like just meaningless, mindless, you know, diversion, waste of time, Candy Crush. If that's the only thing that's on that device, because the church has said, hey, we don't understand it, we think it's dangerous, we're going to just abdicate our leadership role in that space.
Yep.
Technology is going to continue to move right on. You know, those tools are going to continue, like social. Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they don't care if the church is there or not. They're happening. And that's where your congregations are. That's where young people are. And so that just makes it all the more important for churches to have a presence there and to have that be something that again, not just a check-the-box solution. If we talk about things that maybe churches have failed or what some of the contributing factors to the church's failures, I think it's that. A lot of times it's this idea that somebody in the church, maybe the youth pastor, maybe the communications pastor, has said, hey, we've got to have a website. We need to be on Facebook. We need to have Instagram. And there's just not buy-in. There's not that core belief in the value of the platform. Yep. And so it just becomes kind of this throwaway. Oh yeah, we got a Facebook page, but nobody ever uses it. Nothing's ever there. We got a mobile app because somebody said we had to, but it's just kind of an extra cost each month and it's not really being utilized. Yep. Well, then it makes sense that there would be skepticism around the value of some of these tools because there's not a strategy to go along with it. And so I think that's another area where the church has maybe just missed in some of these areas, but where there's opportunity for extreme growth is not just combining the tools, but combining the strategy with them.
Yeah. So let's dig into, I love that, to the strategy a little bit, or maybe at the opportunity. So if you're a church, And you feel like, you know what, we used to be ahead 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we got behind, we know we're behind. What are the core opportunities that you see that you would encourage a church to begin looking towards to catch up with technology?
Sure. I mean, so we got to start mobile first, mobile foremost, right? And having there again, not just mobile tools, but having a holistic, unified strategy at your church around how you're going to leverage mobile to engage with your congregation. That starts with a mobile responsive website at the very least, right? If I'm having to pinch and drag and squeeze and drop to get your website to display on my phone, that's already a fail for the church. If it feels like I've transported back 20 years in time to a 1995 website, that's a failure. So having a mobile solution around the website. Websites are often the front door kind of external facing portion of your digital presence. So then combining that with a mobile app, which is generally the congregation-facing resource. That's where you're having sermon notes and podcasts and live recordings of your sermons. You're having events and calendars and notifications for things within the life of the church. So having that and then tying that into your giving strategy, your social strategy, right? Where we talked about these different silos that exist at churches, and that's not a great, it's not a great experience, right? If I'm interacting with your church on Facebook, but then I go over to the website or I go over to the mobile app and there's no connection in there's no recognition of who I am, that then becomes a less engaging, less positive experience that I'm not going to be inclined to come back to. We were talking to some pastors who were here in the office a couple of weeks back, and one of the pastors had kind of a challenge to his peers who were there. He said, hey, how many of you have a church app? And about 2/3 of them raised their hands. And he said, for how many of you is it on the home screen of your iPhone? and none of them, right? It was like tucked on the third screen, which look, my church's app is there too, because really I'm only going there to give a gift or maybe read a scripture verse on Sunday morning. And so I think that's an opportunity for the church going forward. That's something that we're working heavily on here at PushPay. We're not quite there yet, but completing the picture, right? So that you're having this profile and this really engaged experience. Similar, if you go to Amazon, right? It's going to remember your order history. It's going to say, hey, Nils, you know, you want some dishwasher detergent. Well, here's what you ordered last time. Do you want to order that again? As opposed to saying, hey, Nils, here's, you know, a product that might be appealing to a 14-year-old, right? Which is not going to draw you in deeper to the relationship. So I think those two things, you know, mobile first, and then working in the data that we have in our church management platform, kind of bringing the whole picture together, as opposed to having these separate and disconnected silos of interaction with givers. I think those are two huge areas for growth in church tech.
Yeah. So to kind of help the church leaders become tangible with those thoughts.
Sure.
As we think mobile first, you know, I think even as you think of social media, you got to think people are engaging with social media on their mobile devices. When you think about Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, so Instagram and Twitter are pretty much all mobile. Facebook is now, I think they said 75 to 80% of all engagement is mobile now.
Yep.
So it continues to move mobile. So, and I see social media as in many ways a front door as people are sharing content. Then somebody goes to your website from what they're doing on Facebook or Instagram. So they're on mobile, they go to your website. It's got to be mobile responsive in nature. You need to think about that first time visitor or somebody that's not yet a first time visitor on that website. But the website, and here's the deal. Not every platform is not for everybody. So right. Think about that end user. Think about social media being a place that you're going to share content that people are going to share with a potential guest who's going to go to your website, who's a potential guest who will come to your church. Then they download your app because then they're downloading sermon notes. And then they're, as they're becoming more engaged, they're going to, you know, give and make a donation. You don't want giving on your website, but don't think about every platform for everybody. Think about kind of that, how you're going to use those technologies on a mobile standpoint. And here's the deal, website, you can build a good responsive website on Squarespace for like $7 a month. My dad built it, you know, and he's probably listening to this podcast. He built one and he is not a techie.
Right.
And we, you know, I just created a login for him and he's like, I didn't realize this was so easy, you know? And social media, anybody can create anything for free on Facebook. So this doesn't have to be expensive and it doesn't have to be complicated. What it does though is take intentionality to prioritize these platforms and think about who you're going to target. So you're moving down this mobile app. I'd love, Ken, as you think about where this is going,
yeah.
I hear some conversations about web apps versus mobile apps. Where do you see that ecosystem going? And
sure.
Then where do you see mobile apps going in the future? I think about kids check-in, or I think about small groups and how that kind of stuff works. Where do you see this going?
Yeah, no. So I know the mobile apps versus the web apps is kind of, it's been a niche conversation, but seeming to slowly gain steam and come to the mainstream here.
Yeah.
And so I think the idea behind them is both similar, right? Which is that you need, it's this understanding that for churches' digital presence, you need two platforms or two focuses. One, that front door, right? Welcoming. It's got information about location, service times. What do you do when you're a new visitor? Things that are going to draw somebody who's just doing a Google search for your church into the front doors so that you can begin engaging with them and actually building that relationship. Right. The other piece, though, is for people who are already there. So then it's for nurturing the life of your congregation. And that's where these mobile web apps or just the standard mobile apps come into play. And I think that for the mobile apps, that's where PushPay is focused right now. We've got thousands and thousands of custom church apps that we've built for churches. And the idea there is, again, you want to have a presence on that real estate on the smartphone. So you want to have that icon, you want to have that easy access. And I think the couple opportunities here, though, is where churches have maybe struggled with apps in the past is to get people engaged with them, is just saying, hey, you know, during the announcements, FYI, we've got a mobile app. That's not going to necessarily drive the level of engagement that you want to justify the cost of the app. So what we've done at PushPay is we've tried to weave the app into the whole, I talked about that holistic solution. So somebody gives a gift on your website through PushPay, they're going to get an email receipt. That receipt is going to have a link to it. Oh, by the way, do you know that First Christian Church also has a mobile app? Click here to download.
Yep.
And it's going to get them to download that. And then once they download it, then they're going to be able to give within 5 seconds, two clicks on their phone from within the app itself. Yep. So that's where they're able to more focus the brand, if you want to call it that, the church's ministry, the church's logo, the church's mission is what's first and foremost. Yep. The technology and the vendor is secondary. And then also within that, if they give you a text gift, right, there's going to be a response saying, hey, here's your receipt. Also download the mobile app. So again, trying to weave it into a larger digital strategy. Well, also acknowledging, look, there's been opportunities here for churches to do better. And I think that's what we're working towards. Yeah. It's not that apps are over or done with, but just that they can be done better. If your app is essentially just a digital reflection of your bulletin, then that's obviously not going to be the most engaging tool. If it's just a megaphone for you to spam out notifications and updates on the church, that's not going to be nearly as engaging as combining it with data, combining it with the profiles you have of your congregation so that you can send specific notifications to young couples when there's a new small group starting in their community, right? Or parents with small children if there's VBS coming up this summer. Or, you know, you mentioned check-in, right? If I walk in, I've got geotargeting on my phone. If I'm in the app, it knows where I am. It knows I'm at church. Why can't I just check in my children from within the app itself and have the app be the security piece that verifies my identity and the identity of my children, right? So I think these are the conversations that we're having as we move forward, saying, hey, how can we take this from just essentially being a downloaded static version of the church's website in an app form and yeah. making it actually dynamic, making it engaging as we see with best in class tools like Uber's app, like Instagram's app, like some of these other tools that we use every day.
Yeah. I love that. And I think about all the innovation that's happening. They talk about organizations. I read a book recently called Exponential Organizations that talk about the growth and the pace at which so many companies are growing. And then at the same time, how the pace at which so many companies are dying too, because they're not keeping up with these trends. And I think the church can fall into that same category of, if they choose not to ignore these technologies. Now I think what's unfortunate is they're dying a really slow death.
Yeah.
But I think you can get behind so quickly, but you can also catch up pretty quickly. I love Uber is obviously a great example. Amazon has changed the whole game. In so many areas. One of the things I love about Amazon is they're getting back to physical bookstores. I'm excited as I get back to New York. I can't wait to go to the Amazon store where nobody works there. You just walk in, you take things and they walk out and it knows who you are and what you don't need to check it because it's all in the app. It's unbelievable where technology is moving.
Yeah.
I love that PushPay is leading this conversation and leading the charge. One of the things I love too about, and this isn't a PushPay infomercial, but that the amount of money that you guys have invested in developers to create great technology is a lot of technology companies in India, in any industry, will have, 500 salespeople and two developers, that are building the technology back end. You guys are investing in the back end infrastructure that's creating the same level of technology for the church that we have with Amazon and Uber, some of the other things. It's in a PushPay infomercial, but I would love if you would maybe just share a little bit of how PushPay is serving the church and how people can connect with the technology that PushPay is creating.
Sure. So yeah, so our mission here, just in a short synopsis, is that we exist to bring people together by strengthening community, connection, and belonging. That's kind of our call to action here. Obviously got our start about 6 years ago now as a giving solution. And we've now been blessed over the past, just since then, to grow to now serve nearly 7,000 churches around the world. That includes almost 40 of the top 100 churches in America. So we've been really, really, just, yeah, really blessed with the growth that's happened there. But also realized during that time that giving is just one aspect of engagement. And it's not even really the first, right? Somebody's not going to come to your church and just give a gift right away. There's going to be other parts around that. And so that's where the app conversation comes into play. About 2 years ago, we added custom church apps to our repertoire. And that's where you can now provide this complete mobile engagement solution for your congregation. That's going to include everything from 5-second giving. You've got events, sermon notes, personal push notifications, just an immersive app experience that allows you to draw your congregation deeper into the life of your church using that device that's never more than 2 feet from their body. So if any of this has resonated with you, if your church is looking to do a better job with any of the things we've talked about today, would love to have a deeper conversation with you. Not just about the mobile tools, but that strategy piece as well. And again, just one quick thing to call out. One thing that I love about working at PushPay is you mentioned that innovation and that investment, right? This is a company that is doubling down on developers and on support people. So I mentioned almost 7,000 customers. We've got one developer for every 70 churches that we serve. We've got one support person for every 70 churches that we serve. And those numbers are growing each month. So it's just an incredible organization that's been built. And I just love the fact that it's all of these resources, all of this money that's focused on the church. Yeah. And, you know, we're serving some of the largest churches in the country, but those same tools that are being used on Sunday morning by a 40,000 person church are available for a 40 person church plant. Right. And that's one of the exciting things about a company like PushPay. There's not some custom mega church solution that they're using that you don't have access to. All those tools are available for the churches that are listening today. So again, love to chat. We actually created a little website just for this podcast. So if you go to echurch.com/SMC podcast, so just like the hashtag during the show, social media church podcast, check it out. echurch.com/SMC podcast. You can request a demo. We'd love to just have a quick conversation with your church and see if we might be the right fit for you.
All right. I love it, Kent. Any final thoughts, and then maybe how people can connect with you directly?
Yeah. I mean, this is an important conversation. This is one of my favorite conversations to have. I'm passionate, obviously, as you can tell about this, as Nils, as are you. I think we're both just trading little stump speeches here. And just to the church, I say, hey, let's have this next decade be one where the church really makes technology a priority, really invests and dives deep into it, and has our behavior actually reflect that we value it, right? I think that's where, you know, so many churches are price shoppers. They're saying, hey, what's the cheapest, easiest, most like bottom of the barrel solution I can find? And I'll be the first to tell you that PushPay is not that. We're not here to try to help save churches money on their technology budget. What we are is that we're going to have the best value, and we're going to make sure that your engagement and your giving increases as a result of your investment with PushPay. And so having churches say, hey, yeah, we think technology is important, and we're actually going to invest in that and have our behavior reflect that as well. Would love to see that be kind of what defines this next period for us. I mentioned that website, echurch.com/SMC podcast, but you can also get me personally at Kent Woodyard on Twitter, or just send me an email, kent.woodyard@pushpay.com. Love dialoguing with churches. Happy to connect and answer any questions that I can. And I think there's show notes, right, Nils? I mean, yep. You put some of that information up there in case anybody's driving and trying to jot down notes.
That's right. Motorists. So go to socialmedia.church and we'll have Kent's information there. We'll have obviously the link to the eChurch site there. So we hope you'll take the time to do that. I really want to just plead to every church, embrace innovation, embrace new technology, and don't feel overwhelmed by it. Technology does not have to be complicated. It also doesn't have to be expensive, but it does take leaders making the investment in their time, in their energy, and just prioritizing this new technology that can help your church go further, faster. And so we're excited to help you in these conversations. And I'm excited to have a relationship with Kent and with PushPay that's really driving innovation around the technology so that churches can, at the end of the day, do more ministry in more effective ways and more efficient ways. So I'm excited about that. And guys, I hope you will go to the site today and connect with the eChurch team. Thanks, everybody.